He was the Nazi leader's favorite spy. But he couldn't enjoy their praise. Schulenburg was frustrated that Hitler had insisted on arresting the British agents. He had spent a long, dangerous month courting those agents and gaining their trust, to the point where they were willing to take Schulenburg with them to London. Working in the central hub of the enemy as an undercover spy would have given Schulenburg access to vital secrets and information. But the Führer's reckless orders had thwarted all of it. And now, it was about to happen once again. Joachim von Ribbentrop, foreign minister of the Nazi Party, was not Schulenburg's favorite person. In fact, Schulenburg despised him, finding him condescending, vain, and idiotic.